Good evening and welcome to tonight's Ash Wednesday service. Glad to see all of you here tonight. It's a kind of a solemn night tonight with Ash Wednesday, and we're in the mood for that. We're in the need of that at this time. Please join me in the opening. From Joel chapter 2, 12 and 13. Yet even now, says the Lord, return to me with all your heart, with fasting, with weeping, and with mourning. Rend your hearts and not your clothing. Return to the Lord, your God, for he is gracious and merciful, slow to anger, and abounding in steadfast love, and relents from punishing. Please join us in Lead Me to the Cross, and please stand if you're able. We are created in the image of God. The man and woman heard the sound of God walking in the garden in the cool of the day, and they hid from God among the trees of the garden. But God called to the man, "Where are you?"
I heard the sound of you in the garden.
I was afraid, so I hid. Did you eat any fruit from that tree in the middle of the garden?
It was the woman you put here with me. She gave me some of the fruit, and I ate it.
Then God asked the woman, "What have you done?"
"Snake tricked me. I ate some."
To the woman, God said, "You will suffer terribly when you give birth." To the man, he said, "The ground will be under a curse because of what you did. As long as you live, you will have to struggle to grow enough food. Your food will be plants, but the ground will produce thorns and thistles. You will have to sweat to earn a living. You were made out of soil, and you will once again turn into soil. For dust you are, and to dust you will return. For dust we are, and to dust we will return. Please join me in prayer. Most holy God, before you feel the limitations of our human power and goodness, yet we thank you that your forgiveness is as eternal as your goodness. Teach us never to doubt your love, but always to trust in you through the grace of Jesus Christ. Amen.
You may be seated. Our Bible reading today is Matthew chapter 6, verses 1 through 6. And if I may borrow that from you, thanks. A passage from the Sermon on the Mount. Jesus said, "When you practice your faith and do good deeds, don't try to show off. If you do, you won't get a reward from your Father in heaven. When you give to the poor, don't blow a loud horn. That's what show-offs do in the meeting places and on the street corners, because they are always looking for praise. I can assure you that they already have their reward. When you give to the poor, don't let anyone know about it. Then your gift will be given in secret. Your Father knows what is done in secret, and He will reward you. When you pray, don't be like those show-offs who love to stand up." Ooh, we already did that, didn't we? Oh, okay, never mind, thanks. "When you pray, don't be like those show-offs who love to stand up and..." Yeah, we did. No, we didn't. Okay. New versions. All right, third time's a charm. "When you pray, don't be like those show-offs who love to stand up and pray in the meeting places and on the street corners. They do this just to look good. I can assure you that they already have their reward. When you pray, go into a room alone and close the door. Pray to your Father in private. He knows what is done in private, and He will reward you. When you pray, don't talk on and on, as people do who don't know God. They think God likes to hear long prayers. Don't be like them. Your Father knows what you need before you ask. You should pray like this: Our Father in heaven, help us to honor your name. Come and set up your kingdom so that everyone on earth will obey you, as you are obeyed in heaven. Give us our food for today. Forgive us for doing wrong, as we forgive others. Keep us from being tempted, and protect us from evil. If you forgive others for the wrongs they do to you, your Father in heaven will forgive you. But if you don't forgive others, your Father will not forgive your sins. When you go without eating, don't try to look gloomy as those show-offs do when they go without eating. I can assure you that they already have their reward. Instead, comb your hair and wash your face. Then others won't know that you are going without eating. But your Father sees what is done in private, and He will reward you. Don't store up treasures on earth. Moths and rust can destroy them, and thieves can break in and steal them. Instead, store up your treasures in heaven, where moths and rust cannot destroy them, and thieves cannot break in and steal them. Your heart will always be where your treasure is. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. You who are loved by the Lord, grace and peace to you all. Amen. So, it happened this way, so I've heard. Catholic priest finished his evening mass, and it was a nice day, spring day, kind of like this but warmer. So he thought, you know, I'm going to go for a walk before I go back to the rectory, wherever priests go. So he's out walking along and just enjoying the evening, and all of a sudden, he feels this sharp knife in his back, and this voice says, "All right, give me your wallet." He thinks, "Oh no, I'm being robbed." So he just slowly reaches back, he pulls out his wallet, and as he does, he happens to pull his coat back just a bit, and the robber sees he's got a clergy collar on. And he goes, Oh, Father, I'm so sorry. I didn't know you were a priest. No, keep your money. I don't want anything." The priest, I mean, he's never been robbed before. He's just shaken. He's scared. He doesn't know what's going on. He says, "Can I sit down a second?" So he sits down there on the curb, and he opens up his shirt, and he pulls out a cigar, and he lights it up and takes a puff just to kind of calm his nerves, and reaches over and offers it to the thief who's sitting next to him on the curb. And he says, "Here, do you want a puff?" And the robber says, "No, I gave those up for Lent." Made you laugh twice now, right? All right, so we have arrived at Lent. We're here. That period in the church when we're supposed to feel what? Happy? Miserable, right? And we got off to a good start last night, hopefully some of us. Anybody here go to a Mardi Gras celebration? Party a little bit last night? Want to admit it in church? Nope. Okay. Well, last night was Mardi Gras. I mean, we're supposed to be going Fat Tuesday, Shrove Tuesday, like 100 miles an hour, and then come midnight today, it's supposed to stop, and then we get all serious and pious, and we start living more discipline for what, the next 40 days? At least that's how it's supposed to go, right? The fun stops. You know what's interesting, though? You know what the word Lent originally means? Do you guys remember? No? Okay. We did this in CORE, but that's okay. We did a lot of things in CORE today. It originally meant this, springtime. It's an old Anglo-Saxon word. It meant spring. It conjured up when you heard Lent, you heard snow melting, you heard crocuses, you heard muddy roads. You thought, I don't know, taxes? What else do you think of in the spring? You know, planting, getting the machinery ready to go out in the fields and do your thing. You know, the road bands coming off. I mean, that's what people thought when they heard Lent. But here's what happened. Because those weeks leading up to Easter happened to fall in the spring, the church borrowed that word Lent. And now, does anybody say it's Lent, let's go and buy seeds? Does anybody say it's Lent, let's go get our shorts out of the closet and start, you know, putting t-shirts on? Uh-uh. We borrowed that word, we stole that word, and now we own that word, and it doesn't mean spring, happy, nice anymore. For most people, we've got this image of suffering, of misery, of, well, it's, what do we in church think about? Lent is that time when we think about what Jesus did on a cross for us, how he suffered, and the price he paid for our salvation. And it all starts with the temptations, not the singing group, but what he did out in a wilderness. It starts there and it goes on. The 40 days are about thinking about those things Jesus did for us. We ponder over them, we meditate on them, and we take on disciplines, don't we? I mean, that's where the whole fasting thing came, disciplines, fasting, all kinds of things. It was originally, Lent was a time when people got ready for baptism on Easter. It was a time when you focused on learning. It had a lot of those connotations. A lot of that's gone away, though, hasn't it? A lot of that has gone away, and what are we left with now? People with that notion of, you didn't need to do this. You need to give it up. How many of you are going to give up something for Lent this year? You thought about that? 1, 2, 3. Okay, keep your hands up. I'm going to count. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Oh, now there's more. Okay. okay, about 15 of us. Okay, so maybe 20, 30%. So I've been thinking about this whole giving up thing, and here's why. I gave up for Lent last year, actually the last 2 years, and about halfway through the season, I failed, and I quit. And I was kind of hard on myself. So I was thinking about what can I give up this year, maybe have a better chance of success at? So I came up with a list. It's not an exhaustive list, but it's my list, and I give it to you for some ideas of what you might want to give up for Lent. Here's one. Give up grumbling. How many of you find yourselves grumbling on occasion? Maybe more than you want to? Okay, you can put your hands down now back there. What does Paul say? In everything, give thanks, right? Constructive criticism, that's okay, nothing wrong with that. But, you know, mumbling, groaning, complaining, if you're finding yourself doing that, I don't know, maybe that's something you might want to give up for the next 40 days. Here's another one. Give up 10 to 15 minutes in bed every day. And do what? Get up, or don't go to bed quite so soon, and read the Bible a little bit. Do a devotion. You know that walking with Jesus thing? Ah, Connie's got them right there. We have a couple extra, too, if you want one. They're great devotional. You can start today. Today is day one. Do something to grow yourself, to grow your heart spiritually, to grow your relationship with God. Here's another one. Give up looking at people's worst points. Isn't it easy to do that? To look at somebody and say, oh, look at that fault. Ooh, look how they messed up here. Ooh, look what they did there. You know, it's easy to do. Instead, look at their positive things. Look at what they're doing well. We all have shortcomings. Of course we do. But could you overlook them and look for the positive? Give up speaking unkindly. Instead, let your speech be generous, kind, good. When you find yourself getting ready to say something negative, turn a corner, go for the positive. Just you know, your sharp tongue, when it's ready to go click, boom, just check it at the door and say, you know what, I'm going to say something good, kind, uplifting. I'm going to make that person feel good. I'm going to put a smile on their face, and I'm going to warm their heart with the words that are going to come out of my mouth next. Here's another one. Give up your hatred. Is anybody in your heart that you just got a dark spot for that you've been carrying around and thinking, ugh, can't stand them? You know, give it up for Lent. Or you can grab onto it again at Easter time if you want to. But you know, for 40 days, for the next 6 weeks, just try giving it up, okay? Pick your person, your thing, your whatever, your issue, and just don't hate. Pray for it. See what it does to you. See how it changes your heart. Here's a good one. We all have this, especially the older you get. Give up worrying. Anxious. Oh, yeah. Like going to bed at night and your mind is still just zooming about all the stuff you forgot. Oh, we got to do that, got to do that. Just give it up for 6 weeks. Give it up. And say, you know what? Just as the lilies of the field were clothed so beautifully that Solomon in all his glory couldn't hold a candle to them, you know what, I think if God can take care of them, if God can take care of the sparrows, if God knows the number of hairs on your head, God can figure out our worries. My worries, your worries, God can do that. You know, just live today and let God's grace be sufficient for you today. Are you ready to gasp? Here's one that's going to make you gasp. 3, 2, 1. Give up social media or TV one day. Yeah. Okay, one night. You don't have to give up the whole day, just one night. And here's what you can do instead. You know how many memory care facilities we have in this area? Do you know how many nursing homes we have, hospitals we have? Places where they'd love you to come in and play a piano. Okay, if you don't play piano, play guitar, sing, walk, sit there, listen, hold their hands. That would be the most incredible gift. Do that one night a week for 6 weeks. Then you can go back to Facebook. I mean, Amazon Prime will not go away while you're gone. Trust me, it'll be there. Just try it. One night a week, give it up. Give up buying anything but essentials for yourself. Ooh, now that's a tough one, isn't it? I mean, because it is easy just to go through back to Amazon here. I mean, it's just fun to shop, isn't it? You know, especially on a cold night, sit there with your pad, your laptop, your phone, you're just looking at stuff. And just give it up for one night a week. Those of you who are addictive shoppers. See what that does. And back to the devotion. Go back to that. And lastly, give up this. Give up judging by appearances for Lent. You know, when you catch yourself looking at somebody and quickly drawing a conclusion, thin slicing and saying, oh, that person, they must, and then fill in the blank, just stop yourself. Say, you know what, I'm going to look deeper in that person. I'm going to try to look with not my eyes, but with God's eyes. I'm not going to look with the world's vision. I'm going to look with God's vision. And I want to see deeper into them, into their heart, and see how that changes me. You know, church, Lent will always be the church season when we prepare for Easter Sunday, when we remember what Jesus did for us, his temptation, his suffering, his death. You know, Jesus said these words, when you practice your faith and you do good deeds, don't show off. In other words, this is not showtime. These 6 weeks are not showtime. These 6 weeks are reflection time, they're prayer time, they're confession time, they're self-sacrifice time. And at Living Water, it's also walking with Jesus time. It really is. But most of all, it's time for us to just ready ourselves, ready our hearts for the sheer joy that's going to come on Easter morning when we pack ourselves in here with our flowers and our brass, our band, and everything else, and we just let loose a string of alleluia and praise over the resurrected Lord. But for now it's Lent. For now we start walking and thinking and praying and getting closer to God's heart. May that happen for you these next 40 days. Please pray with me. Loving Father, we are just grateful that you accept us as we are, our brokenness, our pain, our mixed-upness, our incompleteness. Despite all that, you just love us. So thank you for that, God. We're starting a journey of 40 days long now. You made it through the wilderness in 40 days, and we trust that you will be with us these 40 days, that you just walk with us and help us to see those parts of our lives that we need to work on, that we could look at them honestly, we could repent daily, fully, and then just absorb and receive the gift of your grace to make the corrections, to give up accordingly, and to love you as you love us completely and fully. We pray this all in the name of Jesus our Lord. Amen.
Join me in the prayer of confession. God of love and mercy, we come to you in prayer, seeking to change our mind and will. We confess the sin, the bitterness, and self-concern that we so often drag along with us while we attempt to follow Jesus. Cleanse us from our attachment to our sin. Burn away its power in us and purify our minds and wills. In place of old ways, fill us with the new fire of your Spirit. Open up new opportunities for us to follow Jesus in loving you and our neighbors. Amen. At this time, we'll do the imposition of ashes, and if you are willing and able to come up and do that, please come forward at this time. We end in a closing prayer. Please join me. Loving God, you are the source of all of our life. Send salvation to your sinful people. Restore to us since we left the garden. Through this season of Lent, guide us to be people of goodness and faith. O Lord, give us the strength to confess our weakness and sin. Bring us the day when we will be perfectly united with you through the grace of Jesus Christ. Amen. Receive this benediction. Our Lenten journey has begun. We are now walking with Jesus. Go in peace, serving others through Christ. Thanks be to God.
The ashes that we used tonight, leftover palms from last year's Palm Sunday service, we burned in core and made into ashes. We have an ample amount. So in the back are two little vessels that we used with those ashes and some paper towels. Not everybody from your family or friends, your circle could maybe be here tonight. If you wish to bring some ashes home and share those words of Ash Wednesday, to help them begin their Lenten journey, feel free to take some with you as you leave tonight. Thank you.